Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in a specialist locality. Mike Brownholtz, PPG's Director of Spanish Sales, speaks to Brian Brosnan, who's in charge of our Lanzarote operation. Our first question was, what kind of properties are people looking for? Question right was,
We've noticed a change in the past few years, Mike.
Yeah.
The trend has definitely been towards smaller properties.
Okay.
Specifically, two bedrooms and one bedroom apartments. There's less risk involved as an investment.
Yeah.
If people are looking to buy with finance, the mortgage repayments are going to be considerably lower. And with the demand increasingly on the smaller properties, also means it's easier to shift on the property. If somebody wants to sell within a short to medium term time frame, it's easier to sell a one or two bedroom apartment than a larger villa, for example. And that's the way the property market has been going in Lanzarote.
Okay. So there used to be sort of people buying bigger properties, but presumably the reason that, one of the reasons that people are buying smaller properties is that the overall price has gone up and therefore the overall risk is greater. Is that the case, do you think? Or
Exactly. And I think as well, there are probably people buying now than ever before. 10 years ago, it may be somebody who was very successful and was looking for a large property and may have been interested in renting out, maybe not. But nowadays, we're finding that the chance to buy a property has really opened up a larger market. You've got more, not necessarily rich people, but a lot of people see that as a possibility. And the ideal property, certainly to get on the property ladder, is going to be a small apartment, not a lot of risk involved. And ideally, if you're looking for a bolt hole in the sun, a spacious one-bedroom apartment on a good complex,
yeah,
it really fits the bill.
Yeah. What would be the sort of minimum entry-level price-wise that people would be looking at for one of those, Brian? I mean,
for a quality apartment, you're looking at maybe around 90,000 for the basic, which would be a studio apartment.
Yeah.
A good one-bedroom apartment, you're going to look at really from about €130,000 up.
Yeah.
An average of, say, €150,000. If you're looking for something a little bit special,
yeah,
luxury with panoramic sea views, you could pay up to maybe €160,000, €170,000, even €180,000.
That's still incredibly good value with panoramic sea views compared to some of the markets we're involved in. How would that compare with the other Canary Islands? I know that you're not necessarily expert in Tenerife or Fuerteventura, but would that be similar to the prices you'd pay there?
I think more or less, yes. We've sold property in Fuerteventura, but at the moment we concentrate on Lanzarote in the main areas. So, but I'm sure you can find properties at lower prices everywhere, but it's a matter of quality.
That there are particular developments perhaps that are better than others and that you can get, you know, cheaper properties, but what's your advice for the buyer there then?
If we talk about the smaller properties, the apartments,
yeah,
first thing you have to look at is the area. You want to buy in a good area. Check the surroundings. Is it a pleasant place? The roads, footpaths.
Yeah.
Are you near the sea, etc.?
Yeah.
So, you know, good local services, close to the beach, bars, shops and restaurants.
Yes.
And then, because there are very, very strict planning regulations in Lanzarote,
yes,
it's practically impossible to buy a new apartment.
Right, I didn't know
in
that.
In the tourist areas. That means you're going to be looking at something that could be 10, 20, 30 years old. And the first thing you have to look at is the complex itself. You should be buying on a complex that's completely renovated and modernised.
Yeah, because of course there will be quite a few that I imagine aren't.
Exactly. There are even some complexes which they undergo a superficial renovation, but you want to make sure that the plumbing and the electrics is completely modernized. Same with doors and windows, and the communal areas as well.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And, you know, and I must point out to people too that the first thing you have to look at is the complex.
Yes.
If you're getting a renovated apartment, but the complex and the communal areas are not redone, you're probably, you know, not heading for trouble, but you've got to bear in mind at some stage in the future, the complex will need to be renovated.
And that you may bear some of that cost.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, is it quite often the case that, you know, what have been used as holiday apartments for the tourism trade have, you know, those complexes have been taken over by developers who want to turn them into sell, you know, properties for sale, if you like. Is that something that can happen as well?
Yes, that's happening already.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of factors. There are complexes, tourist complexes, which maybe the owners are coming up to retirement.
Yeah.
And they need renovation.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're looking at their alternatives. One of the alternatives is to renovate the complex and to sell it.
Yes.
And that ties in very well with the current demand, which is particularly high for the smaller properties. So we know, as an agent, that the demand is very strong for good quality one-bedroom apartments.
Okay. If I can talk about the demand, I mean, obviously, this is the, you know, we're talking about the type of buyers that you're seeing. I mean, what is the main motivation for the buyers that you're seeing? Is it still people wanting to have a place in the sun, or are there people more and more looking to buy a place that's going to be a good investment, or is there any particular type of trend that you can see at the moment?
We tend to see that the person buying knows the island very well, maybe comes to visit few times a year, 2, 3, 4 times, some people even more. And if they've got a little bit of money, it occurs to them that they could buy a property.
Yeah.
Use it themselves for their holidays.
Yeah.
And as well have a long-term investment. Typically, most people are looking to maybe rent it out when they're not using it themselves and generate an income, get a good return on their investment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a little bit of lifestyle and investment long-term with a good yield.
Exactly. And, you know, as an investment, are there many, you said that there's very, very little new build in certain areas, which means there's quite a lot of resale. Are there opportunities for people to come in and kind of do their own work, to take on a property that desperately needs work and, you know, even have kind of constructural things done? Is that something you'd advise anybody from the UK to do, or?
The short answer is no, because if we talk about the smaller properties, the 1 and 2 bedroom apartments,
yeah,
you want to first of all make sure that the complex is in good condition, that the communal areas, the swimming pools, gardens, terraces, reception, all of that has been properly renovated. There's no need to look for a bargain in a rundown property.
No.
Look for a bargain that is in good condition.
Yeah.
Would be my advice.
Okay.
It's different if you're looking for maybe a large villa in the country.
Yes.
Or a finca, and you're willing to buy something that needs a little bit of work, because you can control that completely yourself. But when you're looking at an apartment, if the apartment hasn't been renovated, chances are that the complex itself and the communal areas haven't been done.
Understood.
You can't control that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. And that would be some. So, I mean, this brings us on to, you know, you've already said that there are things that you need to look out for. Are there any pitfalls that the British buyer, investment or otherwise, really needs to look out for when buying in Lanzarote? You know, things that you can help them avoid? And would there be things that you would, you know, classic pitfalls
well,
that people make?
The first thing is, before you start actually looking at property, make sure you've got your finances in order.
Yeah.
So the first port of call should really be either your bank or maybe a Spanish bank, or even
yes,
contact an agent in Lanzarote to look at the finance options. So then when you do go looking at property, if you've got the finance prearranged, you're in a much better position to put in a cheeky offer and get a very good price. You can't do that with confidence if you haven't got the finance in place, because money talks, and if you put in an offer and you're willing to back it up straight away with a deposit, most sellers are going to play ball, and they know it's a buyer's market. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I would say, deal with a reputable agent. And number three, as always, get a Spanish lawyer based on the island, based here in Lanzarote, who speaks English.
Yeah, okay. And you would be able to advise our customers on all of those three, presumably. You could point them in the right direction of a good lawyer, give them advice on which banks to go to and that kind of thing, presumably, Brian.
Absolutely. We've been based here for 6 years, Mike. We've built up good working relationships with several firms of lawyers. We deal with the leading banks, and that's crucial.
Fantastic. So moving on, the next thing we want to know about is obviously the weather there is fantastic. And I know that of all the locations we deal in, obviously we principally concentrate on the Mediterranean, France, Italy, and so forth. You're quite a way down there in the Atlantic, I guess. And the weather there is permanently sunny, isn't it? Is there a time of year when it starts to get any colder or rainy? I know there might be a rainy season, but it's a pretty much all year round sunshine, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's all year round. It's our winter here at the moment, but today it's 20 degrees. The sun is shining. It's not seasonal compared to, say, lots of resorts in mainland Europe. Our busiest time here is really winter sun, and it's all year round.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because, of course, you do have that permanent sunshine, which, of course, I think probably would make it very attractive for the investor, because if they're looking for rentals, presumably you've got more chance of, well, you probably have got a better all year round return from a rental because you've got the whole season, haven't you?
Exactly.
Well, the whole year is the season.
Yes, yes. And if somebody buys a property to rent out themselves, the only thing holding them back is their own ability to market the property.
Yeah.
Because they can sell 52 weeks of sunshine.
Exactly. When it comes to actually viewing for properties, if you were to tell somebody, you know, the best time of year to come viewing for properties, is there a season for that? Is there a time of year that's good to look for properties?
Our busiest season is autumn, winter, and early spring.
Yeah.
We tend to find that serious buyers start arriving from around September onwards.
Yeah.
And during the summer months, we get lots of people coming in. It may be their first time to consider the possibility of buying a property. So they very often they haven't actually made the decision, but they tend to be here on holidays, and they will walk into the agency just to get a feel for what prices are like, what can they get for their money. But we know that we people who come in winter time very often are serious buyers. They've done their homework, and it's just a matter of finding the right property for them.
Fantastic. As and when somebody does select a property, they find a property through you, what's the next stage? What is the process there in Lanzarote? Is it similar to mainland Spain?
Yes, it's very similar. Typically with resale properties, you're looking at a 10% deposit contract being the first step. For that to happen, your lawyer has to get the paperwork for the property. He's got to do the legal searches, and if he's happy with everything, he will draw up a draft contract. You pay a 10% deposit. You set a time frame for completion, and that's flexible. That's whatever suits both seller and buyer, and that's the first step.
Yeah, I see. And then obviously they'll go on to the sort of final stages.
Yes, if they need Spanish mortgage, they can apply for a mortgage, get a valuation done on the property, and the final stage is then the lawyer prepares final public deed, which is signed in front of a notary. Ownership is transferred to the new buyer's name.
Yes.
And finally, the lawyer will just do a quick check to make sure there are no outstanding debts or water or electricity bills. Mm-hmm. And then they complete in the notary.
I understand. And is that, again, regarding the tax and legal advice, is that that's something that your company can offer our clients if they want to be advised on that? You'd be able to put them in touch with the right people.
Yes, we tell all of our clients what to expect in the legal process, how it operates, and we explain the amount of taxes that they're going to have to budget for in purchasing the property. And from that point on, we put them in touch with one of a number of lawyers. We give them detailed expert advice.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast about properties in Lanzarote. All our properties are available at the website www.prestigeproperty.co.uk.